Hello, and thanks for downloading Witness from the BBC World Service. And today, we go back 55 years to the creation of one of the most famous dolls in the world, Barbie. The family who developed her spoke to the BBC for a documentary, and Claire Bowes has been listening back to those interviews.
Barbie, you're beautiful. You make me feel my Barbie doll is really real.
Barbie was my idea. My own daughter, Barbie, used to play with paper dolls. And I had observed her playing with paper dolls with all of her friends for years and years. And I was fascinated by the way they played and the way they project themselves.
Someday I'm gonna be exactly like you. Till then I know just what I'll do. Barbie, beautiful Barbie, I'll make believe that I am you.
You can tell it's Mattel. It's swell.
Ruth Handler and her husband Elliot founded Mattel in a garage workshop in Southern California in 1945. It went on to become one of the biggest toy companies in the world. Arguably, its hardest working employee was a long-legged blonde with big breasts, a tiny waist and an eye for fashion. Her full name was Barbara Millicent Roberts. Barbie, the doll, was named after the Handler's daughter. And as the BBC's Alan Dean discovered when he spoke to them in 1997, Barbie was to have a profound impact on the family.
Barbara hated being known as the inspiration for the Barbie doll. It bothered her, just as she didn't originally like the idea of me being different than everybody else. Suddenly this made her different.
And Ruth Handler was different. The woman who developed the doll, which would later be lambasted by feminists for presenting a beauty-obsessed caricature of womanhood, was herself a driven career woman.
I felt tremendous guilt about being a mother away from my children because in those days there were no career women. Other women didn't know quite how to treat me. If we did go out to a social occasion, I found myself sitting with the men who were talking business. I would get away from the women who were talking children and clothes and makeup or whatever they were talking.
Ruth and her husband Elliot made all the decisions together at Mattel, but for years he vetoed her idea for a fashion doll because in post-war America, little girls played with dolls that looked like babies.
I used to try to express this idea to Elliot and to the other designers at Mattel, and I couldn't get any favorable reaction out of anyone. Elliot didn't understand, nor did our other designers. So gradually I gave up on the idea.
But a few years later, the Handlers went on holiday to Switzerland.
And we passed a toy store, and there in the window was a beautiful display of an adult figured doll, about 11 and a half, 12 inches tall. And this doll was sitting on a rope swing, dressed in very European ski clothes. And there were six or seven other of the same dolls, each with a different European-type ski outfit. Well, Barb and I thought the dolls were just gorgeous. We just flipped. The doll's name was Lily.
Lily was a German doll. She was based on a comic strip published in a national newspaper. Marketed to both children and adults, Lily was sassy, sexy, and very fashionable. At 15, Ruth's daughter Barbie was now too old for dolls, really, but she was taken with Lily. In choosing one to take home to the US, her mother Ruth had a flash of inspiration.
And she couldn't make up her mind which one she wanted because each ski outfit was different. And so I said to the lady in the store, "Can I buy this doll and buy that costume?" And the lady in the store looked at me as if I was nuts. Only a crazy American would ask such a silly question. She said, "No, you want that costume, you buy that doll. You want this costume, you buy this doll." By then, my mind had clicked.
Purses, hats, and gloves galore, and all the gadgets gals adore.
Barbie dressed for swim and fun is only $3. Her lovely fashions range from $1 to $5.
The idea was that this new doll would be sold alongside a whole wardrobe of outfits. Back in the US, Ruth Handler gave the Lily doll to her designers, and they got to work making her into their doll.
We tried not to make her too beautiful. We were not anxious to have a beautiful doll because we felt if little girls were going to project themselves through this doll, we didn't want her to feel the little girl to be threatened by the beauty of Barbie.
On March the 9th, 1959, Ruth Handler took Barbie to the annual toy fair in New York.
Half of our buyers really didn't like it. The men felt that women would not buy a doll with a woman's body, with breasts and narrow waistlines and narrow ankles and this adult, sexy-looking doll. And men felt that their wives would not want it and that it wouldn't be right for a child to have that. They were wrong. Women, on the other hand, instantly flipped for that doll. The dolls no sooner landed on the counter than they were snatched up by the women buying them for their daughters.
It was just very odd. People were coming up to me asking me for my autograph.
By this time, Ruth's daughter Barbara, Barbie's namesake, was 18 and had just got married.
When people came up and say to me, "Oh, you're the real Barbie," I couldn't understand it because that's just a name that was given to the doll. But a lot of people thought that they modeled it after me and they made it look like me and that I was supposed to be it. But that's not true.
What's going on here?
A housewarming.
Right. Now, Mattel's famous Barbie has a brand new dream house.
Barbie was a hit. In the first year, 300,000 dolls were sold. The only backlash, as Ruth remembers, was not about Barbie's shapely figure, but about her materialism.
The wanting so many clothes and such glamorous clothes and the high lifestyle and all that, there were those who felt children shouldn't have those as their goals.
And here's Barbie's fashion shop, the perfect place to have fashion shows with Barbie, Midge and Skipper.
Soon, Barbie developed a family and friends. In 1961, the inevitable happened. A boy came along. Ruth and Elliot introduced Ken, named after the couple's son. But this new doll proved a challenge for the designers.
It was a conscious decision to make the Ken doll without genitals. That was a discussion between the designers and me in which I lost. The men of the design group all felt Ken should not have genitals. I wasn't sure. I argued for a little bump, and we did get a little bump as time went on.
The Handlers left Mattel in 1975, but Ruth still kept track of her creation and regarded herself as Barbie's mom.
The bottom line was that the doll was bought in ever-increasing amount through all the years, and she has never stopped being popular.
55 years on, Barbie is back in the black and white swimsuit outfit which launched her career and is appearing in Sports Illustrated magazine. Mattel says she's unapologetic about being accomplished and beautiful. Her creator, Ruth Handler, died in 2002.
That edition of Witness was written and presented by Claire Bowes, using original material from Alan Dean. For details of our complete range of podcasts and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.